Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long at 5:45. Steve Geller will join us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Got a lot of great guests this afternoon. And first of all, I want to tell everybody, because we're getting a lot of calls about it, but this is going to be your home for LSU baseball. Starts Saturday as the LSU Tigers play West Virginia. Pre-game will start at 12:30, and first pitch will be at 1 o'clock Sunday. Pre-game will be at 4:30 p.m., and first pitch will be at 5 p.m., and if there's a game three, we'll have it Monday, and all right here on the Big 870 WWL. Want to thank all our great Tiger baseball sponsors, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Cummins, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, First American Bank, and Nicole and Sinceri Law Firm. So want to thank everybody for – we got a lot of texts about exactly kind of what the time frame was. But basically Saturday at 1 o'clock, Sunday at 5 p.m. And to be determined if there's a third game. And if there is, we'll have it right here on the Big 870 WWL. Tomorrow, OTAs open to the general public and to the media. And so – we'll have on with us the Cajun Cannon himself. He'll be on with us from 4 to 8 tomorrow afternoon. We'll also have on with us the voice of the New Orleans Saints, Mike Hoss. He'll join us at 5:20, but the Cannon will break down his notebook of what he was able to see at the OTAs, like he's done the last couple Thursdays here with us, and give it all to you here, right here on the Big 870 WWL. Charlie, certainly some news in an interview Rod Walker did with Joe Dumars, who's now running the Pelicans organization, basically paraphrasing the comments that Zion Williamson, despite all the furor and you want to call it the in the vortex of the tornado, that he is going to be a big part of the Pelicans organization for the 2025-2026 season. And looks as though that they're going to keep the 7th overall pick. And that's interesting. But 3 weeks ago, our first guest, Jim Hale from Fox Sports, said it here first, that despite all the rumors of a possible trade of Zion Williamson, possible trade of the 7th overall pick, she was pretty adamant that they would keep Zion. And they would keep the 7th overall pick unless you never know about a trade. Sometimes you get a deal that it's kind of a godfather deal you can't pass up. But basically sort of paraphrasing Jim Hale, who we'll have on at 4:20. And, Charlie, that's a lot of people who felt differently before has now swayed certainly the other way.
About Zion or pick 7 or both?
Both.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, Mike, if you're talking about Zion, Joe Dumars basically came out and said it via Rod Walker's story, as you mentioned, that they affirmed his commitment to Zion Williamson for the future of this Pelicans franchise. And we'll see how far down the line that actually goes. I know Bobby Marks put out a really good story a couple days ago talking about extension eligible candidates, and Zion's one of them, but he doesn't project the Pelicans will give him an extension and that maybe Zion will become a free agent by 2028, but that's way down the line. I wanted to talk to you first about the draft as well, because keeping pick seven, it's an interesting move. We talked with Ali Cassell last night about it. Ali said it, as you heard in the flash, that he expects him to keep the pick. And then, you know, the Dumars story comes out and Dumars says himself that he likes this draft and he knows that they're going to get a good player at seven. But the more that comes out about this draft leading up to it, Mike, we're 3 weeks away from round one, by the way. It starts on three Wednesdays from now. I'm less confident of what's going to happen after pick two. Picks one and two are like locked in with Cooper Flagg going to Dallas. Somehow the Mavericks win the lottery. It was ridiculous. And Dylan Harper going at pick two to San Antonio. But after that, Philadelphia, I think, is where this draft starts, because conventional wisdom would say, yeah, Ace Bailey from Rutgers is the third best player in this draft. They're going to take him. But Ace didn't, like, he had the weird combine measurables where he measured in at like 6'7" and a half versus what he was listed at like 6'10" at Rutgers. And that's a big difference. It doesn't sound huge, but it is based off his play style. So that's one thing. And then VJ Edgecombe from Baylor was in the mix. But then all of a sudden, it feels like past pick two, it becomes jumbled. And we don't exactly know how the order is going to play out. And we may find out a little bit more in the coming weeks, because once again, the first round of the draft is 3 weeks away. But if the Pelicans feel confident that someone could fall into their laps at pick seven, it does make sense to keep the pick.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll get another big man. Because that's what this team needs right now. You need another big man.
They also need a point guard. But
yeah, I get that. But wouldn't you rather maybe go and try to get you a veteran point guard at this stage?
Sure, yeah.
Because that's a much tougher spot. You know, it's almost like, okay, we're going to pick a guard in football, but I really need a center too. Man, you know, the center, I would almost say, man, if I could get me a veteran center, I'd feel much better at it than I can. I think the rookie guard can play, but the rookie center, that's a tough spot. And I do think at the point guard position or another big man, that's where there's a little bit of a cut here.
Yeah, and, you know, the center position is an interesting one, Mike, because you feel like if a lot of teams are looking for that center, and there's just not too many of them. And to be fair about this free agent group, and we'll talk with Nick Friedel about this later on in the show, it's not a good free agent class at all. So we'll see what happens. But as far as, you know, the draft rankings, Kamen Malawach, who Ali also brought up there, the center from Duke could be an option if you're really going for the traditional defensive center. Like, if you're looking at building a defense from the inside out, Malawach is your guy, right? As a potential rim blocking center, but also another big man like Derek Queen from Maryland, who could play the center, who could play maybe the four. He's not as defensively advanced as someone like Malawach, but he's a lot more offensively advanced. So they have options if they want to go with a big man, but, you know, if they want to go with guards, Con Knipple from Duke, who's kind of like a wing more than a guard, Jeremiah Thiers, the point guard from Oklahoma. They'll have options, Mike, with pick seven. And I think that's what you were kind of seeing Dumars allude to in his interview with Rod Walker, is that they feel like they're going to get a good player there, whether it be a guard, whether it be a wing, or a big man.
Do you think that Duke center is going to be there? Just your opinion. I'm going to say I don't think so.
So maybe, because this is, once again, this is the issue with it, Mike. With Philadelphia at pick three, that's where everything kind of starts. I don't know if Malawach will be there. I think he's typically around the range of 7 to 10 in most rankings, but you know this more than anybody. Like, team rankings do not match.
You can throw that out.
Exactly, like ESPN or CBS. You can throw it out the window. I think if teams really view Malawach as a centerpiece defensive player at the center position, then yes, I don't think he'll be there at pick 7. But, you know, we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Absolutely, and also, too, certainly from ESPN and Shams reporting, Kevin Durant, six teams interested in trying to acquire the old veteran. He ain't what he used to be, but man, there are nights that you say he's still got a little bit of magic left in him, and that's certainly going to be big part of news NBA-wise as we lead up into that draft day. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. We have on with us from Fox Sports, Jen Hale, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Fox Sports, Ms. Jen Hale. Jen, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Jen, we lead it off the show with, you know, that was an interview that Joe Dumars did with Rod Walker, and I think he's also maybe done it with Fletcher Mackel also, stating the fact that Zion, no matter what, there's always the vortex around the tornado, around Zion would be part of the Pelicans for the 2025-26 season, and they would most likely keep the 7th overall pick in the draft. But I give you kudos. You said it first here. 3 weeks ago, when I asked you, you said Zion's going to be part of this team in 2025-26, and that most likely, without a godfather deal, they would keep that 7th overall pick. So, hey, I give you full credit. You had that long before Dumars said it.
Well, thanks. It's the writing was on the wall when they asked Zion to go represent the team at the draft or at the lottery, right? In preparation
Correct.
For the draft. And look, he obviously he's a generational talent. Talent isn't the issue. Conditioning and commitment is. So I'm encouraged with everything that Joe Dumars has been saying about the honest, frank conversations, the direct conversations he's had with Zion. To the point of, look, you've played 214 games in 6 seasons. you're our max money player. This can't work. So I do think Zion has a good heart, and I think and hope he's going to take that into consideration and really reflect on what that means and what changes he needs to make to be present for this team. Because, look, all the apples are in one basket with Zion now. It's a small market team. They do not want to go into the luxury tax. That would be very, very difficult for them. So Zion has to step up and produce and be a leader.
Jen, you pointed that out. I was going to bring it up about the leadership part of it. And there is, and you pointed out some things, a lack of maturity on his part. You also got to understand who you around in life that could lead you somewhat astray. And we've seen the news on that over the last week happen also, and certain things occur. But this is really all up to Zion. Joe Dumars can have to talk with him. Okay, that's great. It's almost like, you know, mom and dad talking to you about, hey, listen, when you go out at night, I don't want you drinking too much. I don't want you getting in trouble. But you know what it comes down to? You got to be the one.
1,000%. But look, you're a parent and your girls turned out awesome. You know that sometimes that message has to come from a different voice. They yep. start tuning you out after a while. With the skins Dumars has on the wall, the things he's accomplished, I'm hoping that's going to be enough to really get Zion's attention and make him go, I'm getting a get-out-of-jail-free card here, and I need to not waste this opportunity.
With the 7th overall pick, Charlie and I were talking about this, and you've covered the team since really they became the Pelicans. And this is a team that would really need to bring in another big man. And again, it's finding that guy at 7. It's not like you pick in 3rd or 4th. So there's a little bit of a run to get to the 7 mark. But I think a big man is certainly someone they have to look at strongly to team up with Mise. And you were also part of it early on to say that a lot of the coaches had spoke to you about, hey, Eves is a lot further along than people might think he is as a player. And I remember you coming on and saying that, but they need another big guy.
They do. They have missed the presence of Jonas Valanciunas since he departed. The team hasn't quite been the same. Those bigs are so tricky to bring in now, Mike, because they have to do so many different things. You got to be that big post presence, but you've got to have versatility. You've got to be able to switch. So it's a delicate pick, but it is certainly an area of need. It's where I expect the Pelicans to go unless something drastically changes or somebody becomes available, some sort of trade comes up that's just too good to turn down, because that is certainly the glaring area they need to address.
Jen, we haven't had you on since the NFL draft, and I know leading into it, you were hoping that maybe that guy from LSU might still be there when the Saints pick, and he wasn't. but they did get a big man.
Are you a Patriots fan now?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to partially be one. Picking Kelvin Banks Jr., and, you know, he's – when you start as a true freshman at Texas, that tells you a lot. 18-year-old, man, you walk in that room and it's, hey, kid, it's your job at left tackle. And he handled that very well. But I thought one of the most glaring comments was something Archie Manning told me off the air. And then when he came on with us, repeated it, that during the season last year in talking to Lil Arch, Lil Arch told him that the best football player that we have at Texas is Kelvin Banks Jr. And I think he's also the best leader we have.
That's tremendous.
That's a big flag up the pole when you look at it, when you're the best. Now, I know one thing. Texas got some talent on that football team. You don't go where they go last year and not have talent. But it's also the leadership skills. So your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. and him now situated at that left tackle position.
I'm excited to watch him develop and watch him embrace his professional identity in the NFL. I think he's primed to have immediate success, which is what you need out of your first rounder. And look, for where the Saints are at, now granted, with Derek's retirement and Ryan Ramczyk's retirement, you're getting some salary cap relief, but next year is going to be a tough season. So you are looking for bright spots. You are looking for development. You are looking to be poised to really take a huge jump in 2027 when you get a lot more salary cap room. And either you did terribly this upcoming season, so you've got a top quarterback draft pick, or Tyler Shuck has outpaced expectations and has proved it's his job. So I think it's a great opportunity for Kelvin to really get his feet wet, make his mistakes, have his learning curve, because everybody has to have it. But I expect him to do huge things. And look, the roster for the Saints, some of our favorite people in the world, right? A tremendous roster full of wonderful players and wonderful leaders. However, it's an aging roster. So who's got next? Who's going to be those guys, those voices in the locker room of the future? And from everything we've heard about Kelvin Banks Jr., it's not something he's going to have to try to do. It's not something he's going to have to push himself to do. It's his natural DNA, and that's a very positive thing for the Saints.
Jen, I want to hop back to the NBA draft because Rod Walker's interview with Joe Dumars was awesome. It's great to hear from the lead executive and just directly from him. And the quote, "I know this draft, we're going to get a really good player at pick 7. This isn't last year's draft where, you know, even at the top, it wasn't very good. And the Pelicans finding Eve Misi at 21 was great last year. But this year, with a top 10 pick, you feel pretty strong about getting one of those really strong rotational pieces that you can add to this roster. At the same time, the more we kind of hear about it, because we're 3 weeks out from round one, all the buzz is like kind of circulating around what's going to happen after those top two picks. Like Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper seem locked in. But then what's going to happen at pick 3? And then from 3 to 7, where the Pelicans are going to be picking, maybe Dumars knows that a strong player is going to fall into their lap, and that's why they're very confident with the 7th overall pick.
Yeah, Charlie, I agree. And number 3 is where the fun starts, because we all know what's happening at 1 and 2. Nobody's given up either one of those. Look, the Pelicans have been very aggressive in their scouting. They have been very thorough in assessing needs under this new Dumars administration. And I think they're ready to make an excellent choice with that number 7 pick that's going to bode well for the Pelicans for the future. Because, look, they've got to take a page from OKC, right, and start drafting exceptionally well. One of the things I love about this upcoming finals is you've got two smaller market teams that aren't in a luxury tax. And those are your two teams in the finals. So they're providing a blueprint, and I think they're making a statement for small market teams everywhere that you can be successful in the NBA without spending millions in luxury tax dollars and attracting huge star power, big 3 type things, which bodes well for the Pelicans because I don't think financially they're going to be in a position to do that anytime soon. So this number 7 pick, it needs to hit. And for Dumars, it's going to be his first opportunity to put his signature, his stamp on this team. So, all eyes on that number 7 pick. I think it's going to tell us a lot about Dumars' philosophy and where he sees his team going.
Jen, I'll go back to the Saints on this with Tyler Shuck. And it's so funny. I finally found it, a picture of Tyler Shuck when he was at Texas Tech coming to the Manning Passing Academy. He also came when he was at Louisville. But it was so funny. They have all the names, you know, where you're supposed to sit at. And they have the names of the player and the school. And underneath his name, they spelled it out, Shuck. Because they knew nobody was going to get it out of that
S-H-O-U-G-H.
And so Archie was, Mike, you only got to maybe have that. No, actually, I found it, and I sent it to him on it. But nothing's conventional in sports or in life anymore, to be honest with you. You got a 26-year-old rookie hitting the league. He's had a lot of downtime due to injuries. And okay, that's just part of the game. But it's more of the bone injury, not so much the soft tissue type injuries. For me, they basically have handed him the baton. I know coaches got to say what they got to say. It's an open competition. Spencer Rattler's right there with him, and we're going to have this and see who wins it. But basically, you didn't pick him in with the 40th overall pick in the draft to say, hey, kid, watch, I'm 26 years old. They picked him to be the immediate starter on this football team.
I agree with you, but I also agree with their decision not to publicly say that for Tyler's own development. You need him to have this competition atmosphere surrounding him for this camp. You don't want him to feel that type of pressure for the first time when he steps out on an NFL field for a regular season game. So, shoot, make him compete all summer long. make him feel pushed, make him feel like he hears those footsteps behind him. It's only going to make him better. And look, Charlie, Mike, one of the things I love about this coaching staff, if there was ever a ground for a young quarterback to be successful, you've got four former quarterbacks on this coaching staff that performed very highly at the NFL level. Talk about the tremendous opportunity for mentorship, for learning, for developing ahead of the curve. Tyler Shook's in a great position. I think that he is poised for great success. Now it's up to him. Can he embrace it and live up to it?
Jen, last question for you. The NFC South has been dominated for 4 years by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Talk about unconventional. Okay, I could understand people picking the Bucs when they had Tom Brady. But then, okay, here comes Baker Mayfield, who has bounced around. He was basically kind of a nomad from one team to the next to the next. He comes in here, and he really solidifies the quarterback position for the Bucs. They've done a great job of drafting. I know you do the preseason games for the Atlanta Falcons. The Panthers had a nice little run late in the year. Let's see if they can develop on that. Do you still feel that this division, I haven't seen anything to tell me that someone else is going to catch the Buccaneers in 2025?
Yeah, I'm with you there. You know, it depends on how Michael Penix Jr. comes out in Atlanta. And then for Saints fans that aren't completely paying attention to news in Atlanta, Kyle Pitts, another injury for him. He's not participating in their OTAs. That hurts. That's a significant blow. So certainly right now, Baker Mayfield and the Bucs are the team to beat. They didn't really lose that many players. They have a ton of continuity from the trenches to the skilled positions. And you've got Baker, you know. And if you look at the four quarterbacks across the NFC South, you've got to say easily he's the leader right now. Now, can Daniels or Penix jump out? Can Shook be a complete surprise? Can he be the Brock Purdy of the NFC South? It'll be fun to watch, but right now the baton, as you say, definitely belongs to Baker Mayfield.
And he got a Buka from Ohio State. That's all they need. Another really good receiver. Jen, you're going to like watching him play because he ain't going to watch much his rookie season. He's ready for prime time today. Jen, you do so much great work in the community, and we all want to thank you for that. But tell everybody if they want to get involved with Sideline Pass, and you and everybody involved with that do so much to help so many people in the community. Tell them exactly how they can do so.
Thank you, Mike. I always appreciate the plug. SidelinePass.org. We provide scholarships to academically excellent but financially challenged young women in our community. And then we also do a holiday joy drive for boys and girls in group foster care and shelters all across South Louisiana. So any support you guys can give, we'll have our back-to-school drive coming up soon. We'd love it. Please help.
Thanks so much, Jen. Do something about my bad knee, okay?
If you got some,
I don't want no money, but if you know anything else, kind of the healing process.
PRP blood or something for that knee.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate it.
Bye, Charlie. Bye, Mike.
Thanks, Jen.
Jen Hale from Fox Sports will be back, and we'll have on with us from Locked On SEC, Chris Gordy. And I'm not going to ask him about the Astros. Maybe Charlie will, but we'll talk about the SEC teams in the tournament and certainly about LSU's run in the Super Regional right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Hashtag save Paul Skeens.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlotte Long, and on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line from Locked On SEC, also is the pregame guy for the Houston Astros. But I'll let Charlotte get involved with you with the Astros, Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mike. Good to talk to you guys.
Chris, man, you never know moments in time in sports, and we see it in how, you know, the SEC came in here, man, kind of flexing their muscles with all the teams in the tournament. And it didn't go as advertised, but boy, for LSU Monday night, you need somebody to say, hey, listen, I got it. And it took an 18-year-old freshman to put out the fire. And man, Cason Evans, I give him full credit. That, to me, is a signature moment in LSU baseball history to watch what he did with a lot of pressure on him. You got nothing going your way. The bats are silent. Your pitcher, Zach Cowan, when he was getting shelled in and he couldn't hit the, you know, backside of a barn, so to speak, in the strike zone. And everything going against him. Cason Evans, man, he was the guy. And there were other heroes in that game, certainly, with Ethan Frye and Hernandez and Jared Jones and Ianson. But you're not breathing at this point if you didn't have Cason Evans.
Yeah, I remember sitting next to Bobby Aber at the box, I guess about 17, 18 years ago, and I remember him commenting to me about the magic of the box. There's always in the postseason, there's always somebody that steps up and rises to the occasion and comes up in a big spot. And, man, that was Cason Evans on Monday night. That was absolutely phenomenal what he did. And mowing down those hitters who, I mean, make no mistake, that Little Rock team was red hot. I mean, they could not be slowed down. So yeah, for Cason Evans to do what he did, I think he kind of, you know, answered a question for Jay, going into the Super Regional against West Virginia. If this game or this series happens to go three games and go into Monday, I think he would feel pretty good about handing the ball to Cason Evans in a Monday game. But I don't think it's going to go that far. I think with having Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson as your 1-2 punch, I watched a little bit of West Virginia this past weekend. They did swing a hot bat that Clemson Regional against Kentucky, and Clemson had one good arm pitcher. Griffin Kern looked pretty good. He went 7 1/3, gave up just one earned run in their first game. But other than that, I mean, they had 15 hits against Clemson on Saturday, 12 hits against Kentucky on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, the best way to answer that is throwing a Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, and I do think LSU should get this thing done in two games.
while LSU is the betting favorite to win the College World Series, people kind of outside the betting world who follow this, they really believe it's Arkansas's year, that this is their opportunity to finally win it all. Would that be your opinion?
This is a really, really strong unit for Dave Van Horn. I mean, they've been pretty strong all year in terms of pitching. I mean, you start with Zach Root, their ace. He's been so good for them. They Gage Wood has been decent. Aiden Jimenez was a guy they went to in their first game over the weekend. But their bats, I mean, they're timely hitting. They find ways to get guys on base, move them over, and find ways to score runs. And it may not be his most talented team that he's ever had, but they play sound baseball, man, all year long. And so, there's a lot of people looking at Dave Van Horn wondering, is he ever going to get over that hump? And obviously they had their chance a couple years ago coming up just short against, I think it was Oregon State when they dropped a routine fly ball. But certainly, I mean, this is a team that can go in there and play some elite defense, strong pitching, and can make some noise. And, you know, I do think that they're hosting Tennessee. I think this is absolutely going to be tempers flaring in this one in Fayetteville this weekend. These are just two teams that do not like each other. Tony Vitello, Arkansas fans do not like him. He talks trash and all that kind of stuff. So this thing is going to be spicy in Fayetteville. It's a shame, though, that, you know, the SEC has to play an SEC team in the Super Regional, so one of these teams is going to be eliminated. But yeah, I think this is Arkansas's chance to stick it to the reigning national champs and punch their ticket to Omaha.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Chris, because if you're looking at the standings as far as the betting favorites to win the whole thing in Omaha, LSU's number one. But I think the reason for that is because Vegas doesn't really know what's going to happen this weekend in Fayetteville, because Arkansas's number two, and then Tennessee in some spots is number three. So whoever wins that Super Regional, I think, might even leapfrog LSU for the betting odds, but I mean, we'll see what happens this weekend. I want to get your thoughts on West Virginia, because as you kind of mentioned, they used offense to get through that Clemson regional this past weekend. But, you know, when you're looking at the numbers, 7.8 runs per game is obviously gaudy, but only 55 home runs this year. When we were talking with Mark Etheridge from SEC D1Baseball.com, he had a really good point that they're a lot like Kentucky in years past, where they don't have a lot of pop in the bat, but they get on base, they earn walks, they have a good batting average. They're just below 300 as a team. They steal a ton of bases, 108 on the year, and they just kind of put pressure on the base paths and, you know, a good offense that's able to play some runs without using the long ball necessarily.
Yeah, and then that's exactly what I saw over the weekend, you know, kind of seeing them for the first time this year, in that Clemson regional. And they gave Kentucky a dose of their own medicine. I mean, that's basically what it was. It wasn't anything flashy. It was doubles off the wall, base hit here, base hit there, bunt a guy over, steal a base. I mean, manufacture runs however you can. And that's what's crazy is, yeah, I mean, most of their guys are batting in the 300s and decent batting averages. But, yeah, I mean, they only have one double-digit home run hitter on this team, and that was Kyle West. I mean, they don't have a lot of pop in the bat, but they just play old school baseball and find ways to get guys on. And yeah, certainly going to be some pressure on whoever LSU has behind home plate this weekend. I assume, you know, it'll be mostly Hernandez, but you know, we'll see if Cade Arambidi gets some reps behind home plate. But this is going to be this is going to be one where you're going to have to watch those guys. If they, you know, watch your walks, you know, lead off walks are going to be killer against the West Virginia team, because they'll get that guy on and they're going to find a way to move him around the bases and get him in. So certainly some pressure there, but you're right. I mean, if LSU comes out and they're swinging a hot bat and the long ball's working, whether it's Jared Jones, Jake Brown, Ethan Frye, all those guys seem to be heating up there in that game on Monday. So certainly LSU can answer with the long ball. But yeah, West Virginia, they want to get down in the dirt and get sloppy with you.
Chris, are you as bullish on this LSU football team as a lot of people are? And doing a couple of national shows over the last 3 or 4 days, man, LSU seems to be a team that, you know, a lot of people outside our region saying, man, listen, we know it's a tough early schedule for them, and they have sort of stumbled out of the blocks in game one. But what they've added via the transfer portal and some really top flight, I'd say 18-year-olds coming in as freshmen, they're so much better along the defensive line, cornerback, and safety. And this is And I know basically Coach said it himself, Coach Kelly, that this is the most talented team he's had at LSU. Do you think this team has a real legitimate shot to be in that top 12?
I do, and here's the interesting test, Mike. You know, I've been kind of asking people this the last couple weeks. I've been going around to people and saying, hey, do you know who A&M added through the transfer portal this offseason? Most people go, no. I said, do you know who Texas added through the portal? They say, no. I pay attention because I was on top of the portal every waking hour while it was open, so I kind of know who added what. But I think your casual fans and a lot of these national sports writers didn't really pay attention to what LSU was adding through the portal. They know they added some guys, but I think now, Mike, you're starting to get a lot of these national people going back and studying rosters and looking at the depth charts post-spring and going, wait a minute, LSU didn't just add guys through the portal. They added legitimate starters. And that's what's different about this offseason compared to last offseason for Brian Kelly. They added some rotational pieces and depth pieces in the portal last year. But this year, you went out and got legitimate starters. Nick Anderson is a legitimate starter. Wasn't healthy all year last year at Oklahoma, but, I mean, he set the freshman record at Oklahoma 2 years ago for touchdowns, you know, as a freshman. I mean, he is a deadly threat down the field. Berrian Brown, track speed coming over from Kentucky. You know, those are two of your starting wide receivers right there. I know Bauer Sharp will probably platoon with Tre'Davious Green at tight end, but, you know, he's a weapon. Patrick Payton, Jack Pyburn coming off the edge. I just think they've done a phenomenal job of addressing those big needs, and I think that's what's happening, Mike, is some of these national people are starting to pay attention and starting to come around and going, oh, well, look at LSU's roster. Yeah, they're bringing back Jacoby and Guillory. Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah, remember that Harold Perkins guy? Oh, yeah, we didn't see him for most of last year. He's back. So I think people are starting to wake up and really start to look at LSU's roster and say, this is absolutely a roster that can make the playoff, can contend for the SEC. And I've even had some people coming around saying they think LSU is going to play for the SEC championship this year, if not picking them to win it. Because when you really start to look around at the holes that Alabama has, Texas, Georgia, I think LSU has got a lot of those questions figured out. Now, the schedule's brutal. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, they got to go win at Clemson in week one. But you win that one, and, man, your whole season is in front of you right there.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I have to get you back on a little bit closer to the time when football season cranks up. Appreciate your time. Always great insights, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds good, Mike. See you at Nichols in a few weeks.
I will. I'll be there. See you. Chris Gordy does a great job covering the SEC, all factors of it, for Locked On SEC. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTigge along with Charlie Long. I want to thank Jen Hale from Fox Sports and also Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC, both great guests in hour number one. We come back. Hey, you've got a lot more sports talk right here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.